Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 edition. Daily. Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say, Omar, what the art? This is the Daily Go Get It Mission Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should right now, brothers. Right now, sisters. And we are in motion. Hold on. Because I got to be able to see, and I cannot see. Without these, yo. So I ain't going to try to chance it. I ain't even going to play around with it today, baby. Daily Go Get a Business Show. So we're talking about fairness. We're talking about equality. You know, do you believe in equality? A lot of people say that they believe in equality, but I don't think that we've ever really seen true equality in action. I think we've seen some semblances of equality. I think that we've seen some examples of what equality can be, but socially, politically,
and especially economically, we know nothing about equality. Honestly, if you want equality, then you have to get into communism. Communism is equality. That's my word. No job is bigger than the other. No social status is bigger than the other. There's no religion. And you can't get rich. And you can't be poor. Everybody's middle class because the middle is all you got and the government do get more. So, yeah, true equality only comes through communism. Now, when we start talking about American politics and democracy, with a two-party system, well, two-and-a-half-party system, Democrats, Republicans, and independents, we start talking about the concept of equality that quite frankly, the Democrats push that agenda, and the Republicans always reject that notion. And when you really think about it, they reject it for good reason. They reject it for good reason because they know that in order for opportunities to be equal, in order for true equality to exist, then the poor have to give up something. The rich have to give up something. And the rich always feel, and I mean always, they don't feel privileged. They don't feel lucky. They don't feel blessed. They feel like they did the things necessary in order to make the type of money and live the type of lives that they live. And why should they give that up? So somebody who hasn't worked, who hasn't been shown, who hasn't tried, who hasn't stepped up to the plate, why should they give that up so they can be equal with somebody who doesn't have as much? It's not going to happen. And that has been a big part of the problem that we have encountered when we're talking about equality. On a personal note, I'm not going to front. I don't think that equality exists. I don't think that equality exists. I mean, when you put up two fingers, you put up your two index fingers, your two pointers. If you put up your two index fingers, you'll see that there are differences between your two index fingers. And any of your other body parts that you have two of, you'll notice that one is always distinguished from the other. They are not 100% symmetrical. The same weight, the same height, the same look, the same size, the same feel. One is always different from the other. And that's the way the good Lord made it. So if God didn't see any reason to make the human body equal or even symmetrical in many cases, then why would we think that we would be able to achieve that concept in a political sphere? Or a conceptual societal situation. We haven't done it yet. Yeah, we talk about it. But it really don't be going down like that. And there are good reasons why it won't go down. And we're going to talk about it, be about it. Yes, we will. We're going to be about it, talk about it. Let's get ill. What's going on, Queen Monica Davis? Queen Monica Davis on the Instagram side. And can we get my cow chamber? Let me find my Rita and my brother Ansel Jones. My brother Ansel Jones. What's going on, my man? And Emily Dunlap in the house. I said, Emily, I want to give a big shout out to Emily Dunlap for sending me $1 in my Cash App. Y'all think I'm bullshitting, you know what I'm saying? Show y'all, you know, she came through and blessed the God. She came through and blessed the God with a dollar. I ain't monetized it yet, you know what I'm saying? But she came through and blessed me with the dollar, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, where my dollar at? Why ain't showing my dollar? Why ain't showing my dollar? No, I don't want no Bitcoin. Fuck Bitcoin. Hold on, M-E-M. Did I cash out? No, I ain't cash out. No. Okay, there we go. Cash balance. Here you go. Cash balance in my Cash App.
You see that? $1. $1. And that is Emily sending me that dollar yesterday. I appreciate it. Ain't nobody else send me a dollar. I got me a dollar from Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it, Emily. That's right. That's right. She hooked me up. Appreciate it. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. See? In case y'all think, that could have been from anybody. That could have been from anybody, but it wasn't. It was from Emily. I said it, Emily. So appreciate it, M.E.M. Appreciate me some you. You've made me a wealthy man. Well, at least I'm on my way. You know what I'm saying? All right. And Auntie Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to see my people going directly into your side. Yes. And Cherry, it's Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Jane, with fame. Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Jane, with fame. What's up, kitty? You know, people been asking about you. People been asking about you. Good? You good? You good? You good? Ah! 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 Don't be biting me. Good kitty. Nice kitty. Good. Good. Bum, 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 bum. Don't eat that plant. No, that part fall off. Eat that part. Anyway. So, yeah. Equality, baby. Equality. Do you believe that there is a such thing as equality? Hey, if you are a bleeding heart liberal Democrat, you do believe in equality because they tell you to. Now, I'm a Democrat. I'm a registered Democrat myself, but I ain't going to front. I don't believe in most of this shit that they believe in. Like equality, I know that it's a pipe dream. All of that LGBTQ shit, y'all already know. Y'all already know what kind of shit I'm on when it comes to that. Like, no, we not having none of that. No. So, you know, the welfare programs and all of that. I'm on the fence about that. But I can't be a Republican because that's just not, it just doesn't work for black people. I mean, Democrats, I don't know. Listen, I can't get with either party. I'm just be real with you. I can't get with either party, but I can get with either candidate. The candidate is what matters to me. Because at the end of the day, it's all pay to play. And at the end of the day, it's all pay to play.
Want me to do it again?
Because at the end of the day, it's all pay to play.
Yes. Want me to do it again?
Okay. Because at the end of the day, it's all pay to play.
Okay. Good.
All right, my little allergy. All right, my little allergy. All right, my little allergy. Equality and allergy. We are the same, but that doesn't mean that we can't play the game. Lay hands. Get it popping, y'all. I need y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to share the show. I need y'all to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the daily go get a business show. And we are talking about fair but unequal. So we're going to talk about equality tonight. Is there such thing? Have you ever achieved it? Even in your own family,
Have you ever achieved equality? Have you ever been in a situation where you felt equal to your siblings? You know, I mean, because to be quite honest, even though parents say that they love all of their children equal, they don't treat them all equal. And y'all know what I'm talking about. You ain't got to admit it. Now, maybe you as a parent have tried harder than what you saw your parents do in order to make each one of your children, if you have multiple children, feel special in their own right. But to say that you treat them equally, I know that the children would dispute that, like on some old, come on, ma, come on, dad, we ain't equal. Shoot, we ain't equal. They're probably kids that are only children. You the only child. You still don't feel treated like you were treated equal. You be treating my cousins better than me. Oh, stop saying that. You know I love you more than your stinky cousin. But you be giving my cousin everything, and when they come over, you be treating them all special. Ah, that's because I know that they don't have no father in their lives, and their mama ain't shit. You know my sister ain't shit. Now, come on now. You know. Come on now. You know damn well my sister ain't shit and ain't never been shit. Ain't got the pot to piss in, the window to throw it out of, or a friend to talk about it to. So it's only right that we should do a little something special for the children, because we don't want her to we don't want him or her to end up like your auntie. She's on drugs. Yeah, she's my sister, but she, you know what I mean? She got some problems. Anyway, even our parents have not treated us all equal. You may have gripes about maybe your mother treated the boys better than they treated the girls. Y'all know a lot of women have complained about that. I've heard plenty of the gripes. Yeah, mothers, black mothers be treating their sons better than their daughters. I always have problems with my mom. But, you know, I mean, I love my mom and everything, and my mom loved me and everything, but she always treated my brothers better than me. She did. Anything that our sons did, it was okay. She made excuses for all of them when they was in and out of jail, running around, acting all crazy, getting in violent situations, beating up their girlfriends, fucking in the house, all the selling drugs and all of that kind of shit. She forgave them. She always took up for them. She always went back and forth to court with them. She always put money on their books and went up there on the VI day and all that kind of shit. But the first time that I just needed a couple of dollars to get my Section 8 crib or whatever, I needed to stay in a shelter for a little while and have her watch the kids for me while I sped up the process for my Section 8. She ain't do that shit for me. It wasn't equal, it was the same, but was it fair? Yo, I know sometimes we had to share, even when that shit was all yours and nobody else, you couldn't go for yourself. But it's gonna be all right. We can't get fair. And we gonna do it right here, yeah. And everything is gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. We gonna get no equality today, but it will be fair, and we will see it. Let's get on with the show now. Let's now be it. Okay. All right. Ansel Jones says, I've had some people question what awards I was presented because someone else could have done it better, they thought. Well, I'll be damned. Well, I'll be damned. T. Carrie Wright says, all of them dollars add up. Yep, I got one. Let me put my Cash App in this chat. You know what I'm saying? Because I got $1, and, you know, I don't want to block my blessings. I don't want to, you know, block my blessings for getting some more donation money. So here's my Cash App. You know, seeing cash, make sure that y'all can give me a little bit of cash, make sure y'all can give me a little bit of donation. It's the best nation. Donate all you want. It'll be going towards a good cause. You know, I make enough money to pay my bills, but, you know, things like this cost money. It ain't cheap. It really ain't. Backgrounds, yeah, I mean, shit costs money. Big money. All right. Emily says, wait, TK Wright says, yes, Carol, let's all send him $1 so we can get shout outs. Yeah, man, you know, it'll work. It'll work. Cherry says, okay, make that money. Don't let the money make you. Yeah, ever since I got that dollar, I have been acting a little conceited, but I'm gonna get back on track. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna let the narcissism of this wealth start to make me forget about all the little people. You know what I mean? But blame Emily. She's the one who started me on this path to wealth. All right, TK Wright said, all of, okay, well, hold up. Hold on. Let me go down. Emily says, Crystal probably be so damn busy. Nah, she alright. She good. Crystal used to like to sit in the chair while I spun the chair around. She'd be like, yeah. Cat is off the fucking chain. Off the chain. You be hanging on to the joint like, I'm not mistaken. Lovey used to be with that too. Okay, I put my Cash App in there so y'all have to. I'm taking out all the guesswork. All right. And so Joe says, I taught the class and answer questions from them. Not knowing that they didn't know about the carrier field. Okay. Carol says, okay, already did. All right. So we took care of that little share thing, that little subscribe to the channel thing, that little hit the like button thing. Okay. All right, cool. Bet. Okay. And so it says, damn. He in a different tax bracket for social media hosts. That's right. G. All right. But equality. What do y'all think? You know, what is your feelings on the concept of equality? Do you really think that there is a such thing as equality? Because you don't have to take my word for it, because I just feel like there's no such thing as equality. Maybe you feel like there definitely is a such thing as equality. And possibly if we worked a little harder to achieve it, we could get to it and things would be a lot better for us. And I can't blame you for thinking that way, feeling that way, and even playing things out in that way. Why not? Why not? They say all things are possible through Christ. Well, I don't think that Jesus would excuse that. Equality. You know, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing about equality. They say that all of us are born equal. We are all created equal. Is that true? Are we all created equal? What do y'all think? Are we all created equal? Do you feel like, besides the fact that we are all flesh, bone, and hormone, besides that fact, do y'all feel like we are created equal? I mean, you know, when you went to school with your classmates, when you hung around with your playmates around the way, were y'all all created equal? Did y'all all have did the people that you grew up with just around your way, did y'all all grow up with the same in the same structure with the same opportunities? I mean, when you really think about it, in a way, the answer might be yes. And in a way, many ways, the answer is no. First of all of your parents didn't make the same money. They didn't make the same money. That's just a fact. So you knew that when Christmas time came along, that's when you saw a lot of the difference. You would see how some kids got a lot of stuff and some kids hardly got anything. Speaking of Christmas, all of you and your friends probably weren't born in the same religion. So whereas maybe you were born into a Christian household that may have even went to church and all that kind of stuff, maybe you were the type that had to go to church 3 or 4 or 5 times a week, where somebody else, they didn't have to go to church at all. Maybe they weren't even Christians. Maybe they were Muslims. Maybe they were Jehovah's Witnesses. And no, Jehovah's Witnesses aren't Christians, but it is a sort of, it's sort of a Protestant version of a Christian religion. But, so you know, if you grew up and you were a Jehovah's Witness, then there were times when you couldn't even hang around all of your friends if they weren't Jehovah's Witnesses. If your parents were practicing Jehovah's Witnesses, you couldn't hang around your friends who were worldly. You couldn't hang around them. Your parents didn't want you doing that. Your parents didn't want you associating with those types of hooligans, those worldly people. So that's a difference, and that's not equality. Okay, you might think like, all right, even if you don't have the same money or the same religion and all of that kind of stuff, you're still equal in that you were born a person. Yeah, that's true. But being born a person does not make up our system or our concept of equality. It just doesn't. It don't work that way. It does not work that way. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. I've been trying to reach mommy. I've called her like 5 times. It's just going straight to voicemail.
Her phone might be down or something like that. You know, sometimes it don't be on the charger or whatever. But I'm on my show, so I can't talk. All right. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, y'all know how I go. You know what I mean? Sometimes it don't be on the joint or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. I know. Sometimes it'd be on a charger or whatever. I don't know. After my show, I'll check. You know. So socially, politically, those are the things that make up our system of equality. That's just a fact. It isn't the fact that, you know, we all have two arms, two legs, eyes, nostrils, and you know, that kind of thing. Some of us aren't even born with those kind of things going on. So we aren't really equal. But when we start talking about the things that make up our system of equality, it really is a concept that we try to achieve, but we haven't gotten there yet. So If your parents made different money than somebody else's parents that you grew up with or grew up around, hung out with, you know, one of your friends, even your cousins or whatever, like you may have gone to the public school around the way where maybe some of your friends, they went to Catholic school or maybe went to another type of private school. You know, Catholic schools or Christian schools are parochial schools. Whereas some of y'all parents around the way may have bit the bullet or had the financial means to send y'all to really, really good private schools, like a Germantown Friends, like a Friends Select, like a Friends Central, like a Abington Friends, like the type of schools where you got to have some money. These aren't the type of schools that you play around with. This ain't 9-to-5 type money right here. This is going to take up a big chunk of your income if you ain't handling like that. You know, this is a really big financial obligation that you are engaging in if you decide to send your children to those types of schools. So these are the kind of things that separate us from being equal. Now, it doesn't mean that because your parents may be well-to-do or may be financially well-off, it doesn't mean that they treat everybody or anybody as if they're not good enough or nice enough or pretty enough or rich enough or good, you know, whatever. It doesn't mean that they act that way, but the facts remain. They have opportunities. They can afford opportunities for their children and for themselves that other people just can't achieve. They can't do it. They can't do it. So that lets you know right there that equality is not what we say it is. It's not. You know, other things. When you were growing up, you noticed that some of us grew up good looking. And some of us grew up kind of funny looking. Some of us grew up ugly, straight up and down. Doesn't mean that you are ugly now or whatever. And even our concept and qualifications for being pretty or ugly have changed over the years as we have accepted certain things and evolved. Right? Right? So it's not always the same. We're not always the same and we're not always equal. But we can be fair. Fairness is like, all right, okay, here is inequality. Okay, no. I'm gonna say this. This is fairness. If I get really good grades and score a really high score on my SATs, I can apply for Ivy League schools and go to them. And I can be accepted. Of course, there are other qualifications for getting into an Ivy League school that only people who went to Ivy League schools know about. Like, it's more than just A's and B's, honor rolls and high SAT scores. They want well-rounded students. So you will have had to, like, they're more likely to take somebody who wasn't the topest in their class, but was very, very good, maybe graduated second or third in their class, but maybe traveled the world, maybe took junior ROTC, maybe fed chickens or grew up on a farm. You know, they look for people who have done some different shit besides just academic work, because anybody can do that. So that's the fair part. The inequality part is a little bit of what I was just talking about. They want people who are well-rounded. Not only that, but they're going to want you to be able to afford it. And guess what? Your grades alone are not going to get you no scholarship to no Ivy League school. You know why? Because they're going to be students there that are way smarter than you. Not only that, but they're privileged. So they can pay to play. So they may not have even been the tops in their class, but guess what? They can George Bush the game. Guess what? They can Donald Trump the game. Guess what? They can do things you can't do and you can't even know about it or try to sue because it's a good old boy system. The money pays. The green is the exact gauge that will get you in the pay-to-play realm. And you're not at the helm if you don't have them dollars and you are just a scholar. You ain't going to get in the school, so you can't holler. So it's fair, but it ain't equal. Yeah, you can get in, but can you pay for it? No. No. No, no, no. Rita Rez, what up, Rita? What's going on, man? It's good to see me some you on the Instagram side. All right. And so Jones said, some people get an extra first step in the rat race. Yes, they do. Yes, they do, Cherry says. I don't think we all are created equal, but I do believe that we're given different gifts. True. And that's inequality too. God didn't give us all the same gifts. Not at all. Not at all. Shit, we remember the slow readers in the class. Shit, they took up half of the reading time. Getting through five sentences. And then the horse slowed down to eat some hay. When the horse finished eating the hay, the horse was ready to walk again. The horse was ready to gulp again. The horse was ready to gulp. That's gallop. Gallop. Yes. The horse was ready to gallop again. So when the jockey branded the horse that boarded the horse. When the jockey boarded the horse, the horse began to slowly, y'all know. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Bob? What's going on? Okay. Narcissus says, okay, I was on a private call since the intro. What I missed? I saw something about your Cash App. As kids, people thought because their friends had more toys and latest fashion, they were doing better. Yeah, well, that's another thing that we probably weren't equal in. If you had the type of parents that cared about fashion, that cared about material things, then you know that you were going to have the type of parent that was going to spend a lot of their money, time, and energy on making sure that those things showed. Meanwhile, you may have had the type of parent that was like, nah, you know what I mean? We're going to have a regular car. We're going to have like a Subaru Outback or some shit like that. You know, let's take it back in the day. Wasn't no Subaru Outback. I'm gonna rock out with this little Toyota Tercel. Yeah, little Toyota Tercel. And but I'm gonna send you to Cardinal Doherty. Mm-hmm. Sure I am. I'm gonna send you to Cardinal Doherty, and so you'll go there. If you're a boy, you know what? I'm gonna send you to Roman Catholic. There you go. Boom. So I'm going to send you to Roman Catholic. And because that's taking up a good amount of my money because I'm not Catholic. But you're going to do well there. So, you know, we're not going to spend, because you have uniforms, because you're going to school where you have to wear uniforms. Back in the day, there were no uniforms for public school. So you don't need all of those jackets and stuff like that. What you need is a sports jacket. What you need are some slacks. What you need are some shoes. What you need are some shirts and some ties. You ain't getting you're not getting all of these Adidas and Nike and these designer jeans and all that kind of stuff. Only time you're going to get a chance to wear that kind of stuff is on the weekends. So you'll have a little bit of that stuff, but that's not where all my money is going to be going. My money is going towards your education. My money is going toward this mortgage in this house. My money is making sure that we keep this family, the family finances afloat. And there's going to be order in this house. So I know you think that because your friends can stay out all night and their parents let them do whatever they want them to do, that's on them. They can run their household any way that they want to. But in this house, you're going to be in here by the time the street lights come on, and you're going to get your ass up in the morning to go to this Catholic school that I'm spending all my money on. Shit, we got three kids. We got three kids in Catholic school. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That ain't cheap. That ain't cheap. Mm-hmm. And we are buying. We ain't renting over here. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not equal. It's not equal. But it's fair because you can do whatever you want to with your money. So whereas your house might be totally fucked up, but I bet you would be all of these presents under the tree come December 25th. Y'all know all them kind of families. I know plenty of people who do that shit. They don't make no kind of money, but I bet you when Christmas time come along, when Christmas time come, it's all Gucci, Louis, Sony, Xbox, whatever. Yeah. Polo. Uh-huh. Yeah, it goes down. All of their eggs go into that Christmas basket. That Christmas be right. The crib wrong, but the tree right. The crib is wrong, but the crib is right. Crib is wrong, but the tree is right. The crib is wrong, but the tree is right. Yo, you ain't got a lot of money for real, but I bet you like that deal. Because that Christmas tree is lit like a motherfucker, and I got enough presents. You can't say I'm a sucker. My mom be going all out. I don't know. Is she selling ass or something? Yo, all I know is this, that we never got Christmas, got this. We get more presents than a motherfucker. And nobody can say that I'm a Christmas sucker. We have plenty of stuff in the stocking, and I don't understand how come y'all don't be jocking us. Yeah, the crib might have a few groceries, but I bet you that we ride coaches. And what I mean is the Coach bag, we got that. And what I mean is the Louis bag, we got that. What I mean is the Gucci sneaks, we got that. Anything in Mysterio-wise, we got that. Acid-wise, we enjoy that. Yo, you think we ain't got that shit? You're lying, yo. Yo, we got that shit. Christmas in a smash. I got me a brand new bomber for that ass. And a name belt. That shit look like gold. I got everything the store only sold. December 25th is a Christmas. Just like this shit, we drink Christmas. But like I said, you can do whatever you want to with your money. I've been in cribs. I've been in cribs where the heat wasn't pumping right, but the Christmas was all right. The Christmas was all right. Yo. My fucking goodness. So when we talk about fair but unequal, it's not always just, it doesn't start off as a political concept. It starts off as a personal concept. You know when somebody has more than you or less than you, or when somebody is holding out or when somebody is putting out. The bottom line is that we may be created equal in the eyes of the Lord. But in this world, we have differences. There's separation. Y'all know how it goes. It's real, son. Really real. It's real. So what do you do about it? Do you get caught up in the political concept of equality, or do you do whatever is necessary in order for you to feel good, peaceful, and content in your life? I would choose the what is it, the ladder. Was the former. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Chasing equality can take a lot of energy to do that, and it might not turn out right. Take a lot of energy. It take up a lot of energy. Narcel says he chooses the latter. And my man, Magnificent Morocco, my man, Magnificent, the Magnificent Morocco. What's going on, my brother? So, yeah, now, we've had certain movements, like the women's suffrage movement, which eventually became feminism. We've had the civil rights movement, which black people didn't develop. That was Lyndon B. Johnson who named it the civil rights movement. That's not what we was fighting. We wasn't fighting for no civil rights. We were getting our heads beat in, crosses burned on our lawn. We was getting our young men dragged out of their cribs and beaten and killed and shot and hanged. That's what we were fighting against. We couldn't even ride in the front of the bus. Had to surrender our seats down south to white women or white people if they wanted to sit in front of the bus. So we were fighting for human rights. And I guess you could call that equality. Anybody should be able to sit in the front of the bus, middle of the bus, back of the bus. Ain't no VIP session on a bus. But to me, that's still fairness. It's still not equality because your fat ass might not be able to fit in some of the seats in the front of the bus. So you might have to sit in a more comfortable seat, like those three seats near the back of the bus where you can, you know what I mean, rock out a little bit. Spread your thighs, fly away as you go to your stop for. Spread your thighs, fly away to a place that I long for. So, who's that? Coca Janelle. Everything she do it well. She be denying it, but I ain't trying to hear that shit. Now I ain't buying it. On the Instagram side, you know you supposed to be over here on the YouTube side. You know that. That's my girl, though. My man, Ja Biggs. What up, my brother, my mellow, my man, my brother, my mellow, my guy. Okay. And Josh says, even though we were doing rough, Christmas tree was reflected. Yeah. Listen, you know that in the black community, Christmas was a big deal. It's always been a big deal. It's always been a big deal. Yo, if we going to hold it down for any time, if we going to go broke at any time in life, Christmas time is going to be the time that we consider it to be worth it. So we going to get to that. We going to get to that tree. And that's whether it's a real tree or one of those pipe cleaning trees. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. No, I'm talking about. No, I'm talking back. But yeah, like I said, I've been in many houses where the house wasn't right, the walls wasn't right, the faucets wasn't right, the floors wasn't right, the doors wasn't right, the ceiling wasn't right, but they had those presents under the tree tonight. So pull up to my kerosene heater and a bomb black limousine. Yeah, man, and pull the kerosene heater up. Everybody gather around the tree, about to break bread. Yeah, I got you everything you wanted and everything you said. So, yeah, we could have took that money and turned the heat on. We could have took that money on, you know, I mean, took that money and fixed up a few things, but fuck that shit. You want these new Timberlands or not? You want this bike or not? What's it going to be? You going to barbecue or stew? Kind of kids are y'all bitching about the heat? And we got these fly-ass presents I spent all my money on. Y'all better act grateful. It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas, bitches. Motherfucking kids. Crazy. Okay. 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 Carol says, blacks have been chasing equality for years, and look at us now. Yeah, still chasing. Because it ain't going to happen. In order for us to be equal, listen, one thing about rich people, wealthy people, whatever you want to call them, they feel like they have busted their ass and worked hard in order to get with where they are in life. That's how they feel. Sometimes it's true. So they ain't trying to be equal with nobody who hasn't stepped up to the plate, who hasn't learned what they needed to learn, done what they were supposed to do, took too many days off, too much time off, wasn't serious about their paper and all of that kind of stuff. They ain't trying to be equal with that. They consider themselves to be go-getters, and they not trying to be equal with somebody who's complacent with their small station in life. They not with all of that. Not only that, though, because there's more to it. You have to ask yourself, if we're talking about equality, would poor people really do what's necessary in order to be rich if they had the opportunity? If we want to talk about equality, of course, rich people don't want to lose what they have or stop what they're doing in order to be equal with people who don't have a lot of money. But would the people who have a lot of money do what's necessary? Would they make the commitment? Would they get up off their ass? Would they go to those meetings? Would they take time to figure out the system and the game and make it work to their advantage? Or would they spend all of their time looking rich? You got to be, and I'm serious about that. Rich people ain't trying, willing, or ready to be poor. Some of them have come from that. But you got to ask yourself, are poor people ready to be rich? Think about the things that you like to do with your money. Because we like to show a lot of money. We do. We want to show the money more than we want to have the money. You know, on shit like this. It's real shit. When I bought these chains and these pieces, I wasn't rich. I was not rich, but I bet you I got them, and I had more of them. I had a 60-inch. These are both. Like almost 50 inches or whatever. But I had a 60-inch chain down to the dick. Wasn't rich, playing around with the trappings of success. Still not rich. Still like nice shit. But somebody like me, and I'm going to use myself as an example, somebody like me is going to try to show it before they actually get it. So poor people ain't ready to be equal with rich people. Just real shit. I mean, I'm just being honest. The two don't mix. It don't mean that they can't get along with each other. It doesn't mean that they don't have mutual respect for each other, but they can't be equal with each other because their mind state is different. I know y'all know people way worse than me. I know that y'all know somebody. Y'all may know multiple people. Everybody got friends, cousins, brothers or sisters or somebody who's running around here in a BMW or a Beamer and can't afford that shit. But they always wanted that car, so they saved up enough to be able to get it, and now they can barely put gas in it. You see them struggling. Are they ready to be rich? No, because rich people ain't doing no dumb shit like that. They're not. And I'm not on rich people's side, but if we want to talk about equality, are poor people ready to be equal with rich people? There has to be give and take. You can't say like some Democrats be trying to say, you know, everybody has to pay their fair share. They're actually right about that. Rich people should have to pay taxes just like all of the middle class and poor people do. Yeah, they should have to pay taxes. But they ain't trying to give up their shit. Ain't nobody going, I'm not going, you know, they say, you know, like Robin Hood, steal from the rich and give to the poor. Okay. All right, it sounds noble, but at the end of the day, if you get up off your ass and do something, you wouldn't have to steal from the rich. You would be the rich. And then you could give to the poor. But instead, we want to ask the rich to give to the poor. Y'all know, how many of us, come on now, keep it a buck, keep it 100, keep it truthful. How many of us have you heard say, you know, some of these celebrities should put their money together and fix up the hood? You know, they should do something for the black community. Like, we got Will Smith, we got Puff Daddy, we got Master P, we got Russell Simmons, we got Michael Jordan, we got Jay-Z, we got this, we all of these entertainers. You hear us say this shit all the time. You know, Oprah, oh my bad, Oprah, Dr. Dre, and all these motherfuckers, they should put their money together and we should improve the black community. By doing what? Money ain't going to fix up no fucking black community. Money can't fix the black community. Money can't even fix poverty. You see how much poverty there is out in the world? The one thing that should be able to fix poverty easily is money. But it don't work that way, and you know it and I know it. So, and these entertainers are not interested in fixing up the black community or investing in the black community. That ain't what they got in the show business for. It's not. We shopping at the wrong store. You got the people in the black community need to be the one to fix up the black communities. They need to be the ones to invest because they're there. So what are you doing besides looking for a handout or asking somebody else who has more to do it? We asking people who done made it out of the hood to come back and fix the hood. Meanwhile, we in the hood and we ain't fixing. Nah, we can fix it. But equality, it ain't that. We can get fairness, but equality, nah, that's not that. It's not that. Listen, if y'all would like to call into the show, we got a little. If y'all would like to call into the show, give y'all 2 cents, I invite you to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. Up at a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. Up at a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. Interesting concept. I got some shit on my mind tonight. I really do. I was about to say something, but I'm a reserve it because it's going to sound like really derogatory, and I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? What I aim to do is enlighten. What I aim to do is enlighten. I don't want to diss nobody. But wait, it looks like we had a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers. Yeah, man. 2968. Wait. Oh, first they had their hand up, then they didn't. All right. Okay. Well, if you want to talk, you know, press number one again, and that will let me know that you would like to speak. Other than that, we about to get on the body here. It's all good. Okay. Wait. All right. They press number one again. All right. Let me see. Caller with the last number is 2968. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. What's on your mind this evening?
Oh, you know, I was just sitting here, just what you're saying and stuff, you know what I mean? And, yeah, I just think it has a lot to do with a lot of different things, though, you brought up, you know, a lot of good points. And I think a lot of it comes back down to where the rubber meets the road, like you said, where people are, you know, and how can we help people to be better performers on the outside? You know, we're talking about helping them on the inside, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, you point out a lot of stuff, and I think a lot of this stuff comes from a lot of people didn't take responsibility for what they were doing, it looks like. You know, a lot of people messed up. But then again, a lot of kids take responsibility away from the people that are raising them, take it away from them because they get a little bit of a, you know, this resistance against the way things are supposed to be going. You know, so everybody gets all dysfunctional, and then we break off from that and they go out into the world, you know, where all these people are, you know. How many people out here like this? You know, there's a lot of people out here messed up. So we're going to have to really think about this and see what you're going to, you know, get into as far as being the solution to these problems. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
So, okay. So do you believe in equality or not? Do you believe there's a such thing as equality?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about, though. You know, what you mean when you say that.
Okay. How about, okay. You know, equality is when people are the same. Do you believe that people are the same? Do you believe that all men are created equal?
I think wherever you're at, you know what I mean? You don't get to pick, you know. You know, I didn't get to pick anything. It wasn't like I got to pick any, I didn't get to pick what color my mom's hair was going to be or anything, or her eyes or anything. I didn't get to pick anything,
mm-hmm.
You know. So, but wherever you is, you know what I'm saying? And you have dreams of something, whatever that is, you know what I mean? You want to go this place, you want to go this place, because you want to go there for a reason, man. There's something there that's going to help you, man. And if freedom is what it is and what you're looking for, freedom, and then you can perform and do amazing, wonderful things for the people, you know what I mean? Because you love the people so much that you want the people to fall in love with you. It makes perfect sense.
Okay. But what about equality? Do you think
Look at, like you're saying, the people that are, you know, that are people that are poor, you know, people that are poor. We're talking about helping people on the inside, remember? So if you on the inside and you up on top of a mountain, you know what I'm saying? Let's think about this. You on top of a spiritual mountain, right? On the inside, you know, you high, you know, on love and everything. And things are, you know, things are good, you know what I mean? It's not nothing in the way that's anything you could see, you know? It's just like a beautiful thing. But, you know, you got to come back down here to where, you know, people is, you know what I mean? Because you got to do some things for these people because you got so many credentials now, you know what I mean? You got so many abilities now. You can come down and teach these babies down here. It's going to take somebody like you to get this done.
Okay. So, like, for example, politically in certain neighborhoods, do you believe that there's equality in politics? You know how, like, you hear politicians talk about, you know, equality and injustice and things like that? Well, I think that there's a such thing as justice, but I struggle to accept that there's a such thing as equality because, like I was explaining earlier, equality means that whoever, you know, oh, okay, let me put it this way. The playing field has been so uneven for so long that in order for there to be equality, whoever whoever was at the top of the playing field would have to come down, and whoever was at the bottom of the playing field would have to come up. So right. I'm thinking that the people at the top of the playing field would have to give up something in order to come down. Would they be willing to do that? And the people who were at the bottom of the right. playing field would have to come up. And would it be fair? Would they have to be assisted in order to rise above?
Yeah, it's going to require people that have, okay, let's put it this way. The trunk of your brain, right, is connected to your central nervous system, and that's where you know things, okay? That's where you know right from wrong. So can regulate their nervous systems are the ones that are going to be the emerging leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones that are going to solve the problems that are down here, what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take somebody that has skills, you know, mad skills and abilities, you know, because that's what they live and breathe, you know. It's going to take a person like that, obviously. I mean,
you know. Okay. That's interesting. Hold on, we have another caller on the line. Caller with the last number is 2192. Welcome to the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. What's on your mind? Thank you for holding. What's going on?
Shalom, brother. Ooh-wee.
Hey, how you feeling, my man? Good to hear from you. What you got?
All right. Is everybody made equal? Is everyone made equal? I see. When the bread and butter is put up and you got to eat the steak, I see motherfuckers get to choking and things get to, you know what I'm saying, get shaky. But you got to slice it how it is, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not all made equal, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't believe that it's going to take anybody that big to get it done neither.
Okay.
I think it's kind of like it's gonna be like I agree it's gonna be a rough fix, but I don't believe that. I don't think any man is created equal. You know what I'm saying? Let alone in my situation. I know I'm always on here speaking about my people and for my people. You know what I'm saying? But and I know it can get kind of annoying sometimes to some people if you just don't live that lifestyle, or if you haven't been in a household where your whole life revolves around getting to know yourself and getting to know your people, you know what I'm saying? Then yeah, it can start get tedious and annoying of hearing it happen so much. But us as a black community, women and men, we come in here on the wrong foot, you know. We come in this world with things against us before we come in this world with a parachute on us before we even come out the womb. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know how football athletes, they practice with parachutes, you know, to keep the wind from holding them back a little bit so they can become stronger runners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That we come out the room with a parachute on us. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be like somebody already knew, like, hey, you're going to need this parachute because you're going to need to become a stronger runner because this ain't no short race. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't think we all created equal. And I'm going to say this. I see how women are trying to become equal to men, and that's just to knock out the racial now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help everybody out right now. That's to knock out the racial. Men and women, I don't even believe we can be equal. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe we should even try to fight to be equal. Women are put on this world to do the things that men can't. You know what I'm saying? So why try to do everything that a man can? You know what I'm saying? That's what brings so much animosity and everything else that in a household, no matter if you're black, white, Asian, Mexican, you know what I'm saying? Men or women are not equal. You know what I'm saying? Whenever they try to become equal, that's when things got shaky and things got shooken up, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all because everything got an agenda behind it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I see a lot of people even when they hear tough situations like that, they can't chew on that steak. You know what I'm saying? That steak seem a little bit hard to swallow. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it ain't cooked right. You know, because not everybody know how to cook a steak.
That's true.
Just like everybody don't know how to make a Philly cheese steak. Down here in Texas, we barbecue. We make steaks. Everybody don't really know how to make a steak like that. You know.
Right, no doubt. Well, you know what? I agree. I definitely agree with what you're talking about when you say men and women. You know, they saying men and women should be equal, and I've never thought that was true. I mean, I don't want to wear skirts or dresses. That's for sure. I don't want to wear tights, and I don't want to wear belly shirts, and you know, I don't want to do none of that. Now, people might say, but that's superficial stuff. That's not what we mean by equality. We just mean that women should be able to do the same things that men should be able to do in business and at jobs and.
Even that aspect, bro, like, I think it should be separated. Like, I'm not going to try to cut women out like they can't do anything. But it's like you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like the hard lessons that I had to learn coming up. Yeah, they was hard lessons, but stay in your place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit is real. You know what I'm saying? We all have to stay in our place. And if we do, it works out. You know what I'm saying? I just believe we put our energy into trying to separate, you know what I'm saying, trying to be better than the next, you know what I'm saying, like women trying to be better than their men, you know what I'm saying, that brings competition in the household, you know what I'm saying, like, nah.
I'm on your side.
Just have a whole little separate little, you know what I'm saying, like, because men, we can't go to no daycare and go get no daycare job, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm just saying, like, if women really wanted to, they could take over and take all the jobs, and then y'all really be thinking every nigga a bum and don't want to go to work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do know what you're saying, and I agree. You know, we think that we want equality until it's not fun no more. Like when we get the things that we want, then it's all about equality. But when it comes to doing the real hard work, you know that equal. Like, do you want to? Okay, maybe, all right, we know we have women out there who want to box and play football and shit, like, and basketball and all that kind of shit. Okay, that's cute, you know, but there are some things that men have to do that women really should never have to do. Like, men are supposed to be the protectors of the family. And that's not to say that women can't be the protectors of the family, but when women are thrusted into that role, a protector of the family, they resent it, and they should, because that's not their job.
And really, bro, I'm glad you brought that point up, women trying to be protectors of the family. And, you know, this goes back to, I'm going to go back to my people, because I'm a proud black man. I'm going to go back to my people. That goes back to everybody want to be black, but don't want to be a nigga. You know what I'm saying? The reason why females feel like they want to be protectors now is because they don't remember that. You know what I'm saying? There was a whole African tribe of nothing but women that went to go fight on a battlefield against grown-ass men. They were black women. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no other nationality where women got together and formed their own army, went and go settle an issue on theyself. You know what I'm saying? So if anything, they still copying after us. You know what I'm saying? After our blueprint, after what we done. You know what I'm saying? After what, you feel me? Like, our black women made it possible for all the rest of them behind them to feel empowered to where they can do something. I'm just like everybody say, the ancestry power. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was black women that started fighting. You know what I'm saying? Because women was in the house cooking and cleaning. The white man wouldn't let them do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Our women got out there and started fighting. They were the first tribe of full women. Just look it up. I don't know the name of it. Maybe I should just get better at getting all the facts. But I know, full tribe of nothing but women.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, but I get what you're saying with the protectors. You know what I'm saying? That's where it comes back from. Like, it's, and then that part was a part of survival. You know what I'm saying? That's not just what's meant. You know what I'm saying? It's a survival tactic, because if the women didn't do that, people had already killed off all their men. If the women had not got together and fought, their tribe would have been wiped out and forgotten about, everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything would have been taken over and everything. But that's what they went into survival. And us black people, we don't matter. We got to pick up sticks and stones, spend our last couple pennies. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get whatever we need done, crunch time. And that's what they did. It was survival, and the women got out there and they protected their home. You know what I'm saying? And that's what women nowadays are trying to imitate. But we not in survival no more. We trying to pick ourselves up. We already survived. You know what I'm saying? We already survived long enough. We trying to pick ourselves up and better. You know what I'm saying? And that equality, and you know what I'm saying, all the women wanting to do the man's part, protection, and all. You know what I'm saying? It was a time and day for that, and now it's not it.
Well, like I said, everybody has to have their own role. Women shouldn't be the protectors of the family. You know, that's not their natural role. You know, like, men are expected to put their lives on the line in order to make sure that their families can go forward and the reproduction process goes ahead. You know, women aren't supposed to have to do that. Sure, many have done it, and many will do it, and some are doing it now, but that's not their natural role, and it shouldn't be. So there isn't any equality when it comes to that, because so especially in the black community, so many women have been put as the head of that, as the head of the household. That's not their natural. That's not their natural state. And that's why we have so many complaints about the direction that's going toward, because you know we feel like they are over-sexualizing our young girls and feminizing our young men. And it's not that they mean to do that, and it's not that all of them do that. But it is happening, and it's going to continue to happen as they continue to be heads of our household. So there is inequality there, and it shouldn't be that way. But that's what we work on.
Correct.
Hold on. We have We have another caller on the line with the last numbers 4828. Thank you for holding. Welcome to the Daily Go Get-Emism Show. What's good with you?
Hey, how are you?
Feeling like a real man should.
So, first I want to say that the question about whether or not about equality is not a hard question. No. There's no equality. There's no equality. So I wanted to start there. You know, and unfortunately, you know, in the black community, every time some of us make the mistake, and in my opinion, it's a grave mistake, of thinking that somehow we are equal. White America proves to us that we are not. They make it their business to remind us that we are not. It's not a hard question. It's not a hard question. You know, no offense to the first caller. It's not a hard question. You know,
well,
it should have been a simple answer. It's such a broad question, but if you understand, societal makeups, the answer should have been easy.
Yeah.
Not enough time to understand.
I don't even think that it takes a lot of digging deep in order to get that concept. Some things just have to be explained. And this is one of those situations where I think it just has to be explained, because we're not all going to look at certain things in the same way, and that's fine. You know, but when we say things, listen, I don't care about equality. I really don't. But I do care about fairness. I do want my children to be able to go to the schools that they qualify to go to. I do want
to. But guess what? Fairness and equality don't have to be explained to black men, women, and children.
They actually they do.
No, not really. We live in a world that shows us.
Everybody doesn't see it through the same lenses, though. You have to understand that. You know, just like Harriet Tubman said, she would have freed a lot more slaves if they would have realized that they were slaves. Many of us don't see ourselves as that. Many of us are too busy blaming ourselves for our condition. And sure, hold on just a second. In the immediate sense, yes, we do have to take responsibility for our position. But historically, we have all been conditioned to wind up in the condition and to propagate the position that we're in. Anyway, go ahead.
So what I was going to say is I don't know if that many of us don't see it, or if it's many of us don't want to see it. And there's a difference.
Yes.
There's a difference. You know, so I'll say that. And I do agree with both of you about the roles. You know, I believe in traditional roles in the family. So I agree with you in regards to...
Like Pillsbury or...
you know, the traditional, you know, male and female roles in the family, you know, and we can say that, you know, women want to do this, women want to do that, but we have to take responsibility for the fact that some women have been put in a position where they have to be the protector, you know, unfortunately. That's not everybody. But that has been the case for some where they've had to step up. You know, for myself, I was with a beta male who just left our family in a very vulnerable position, and I had to make a choice. You know, that's not to say that should a male come by or come into my life that fits the bill of being ahead of the family. I won't give him that chance because, of course, I would. But I'm just using myself as an example. I was put in a position where I kind of had to do that. But I agree with you that men are supposed to be the ones to take charge of certain things. Everybody has their role to play.
Okay, cool. I wanted to say something earlier. And I backed out of saying it, but I feel more comfortable saying it now because I got it together. When, you know, earlier in the show that when I was talking about how, you know, in our community, we're always looking towards celebrities who are rich to dig us out of, or help us out of our condition. And I'm thinking like, damn, in trailer parks where there's nothing but white people and stuff like that, do they be like, yo, man, I wish Tom Cruise and Demi Moore and I don't know, some other rich white entertainers, you know what I mean? I wish the Rolling Stones would put their money, you know, give us some money to get us out of these trailer parks. Do they talk like that?
Only if the white celebrity is from that area.
Okay. But maybe I'm not privy to that information, you know what I'm saying? But I know that
they don't have to talk like that, bro.
Exactly.
It goes back to what she said. A lot of us black, especially the black community, a lot of us come in and especially knowing the things that we have to, so we can see equality, we can see how things are, you know what I'm saying? But with them, it's like it's coming. It goes to what she said too, you know, about people wanting to know, and I just don't like. I think people know, people see it, but they choose not to see it, choose not to want to. Like everybody know we still slave. Like if you don't know what's going on, then you have a mental problem. You know what I'm saying? You have a mental capability, so you can't comprehend. Other than that, if you have the mental capability to comprehend, then it's clear as day. You should be able to see it. We had enough time to see it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we can see. I feel like we don't, like, it shouldn't have to be explained. But I get what you're saying too about, you know what I'm saying, like, it can go unnoticed if you don't, if you ain't never learned about it. But just it, also, like, I grew up in a household where I had to know about, well, I ain't really just had to know about it, but it was just there. So I was, like, basically have to know about it, you know? So a lot of people ain't grow up like me. So, yeah, it do have to get explained in that aspect, you know? Because different people go on different paths.
Most of us haven't grown up like you. You know what I mean? When you get that black consciousness taught in your home, you are not like the rest of the people on your block. You are not like the rest of the people in your neighborhood. You are not like the rest of the people in your city, town, state, or country. We ain't on, the majority of us are not on that black shit, and it shows. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and
that's why
we stick out like a sore thumb. We think that everybody, so we look around thinking like, oh man, so this is just me. I thought everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, we can't keep thinking that everybody on the same page. Like,
your conscious ass think you got to the party late. Meanwhile, you were really the DJ even set up
his shit. I'm like, damn, where the party at?
Listen, let me tell y'all something, man. When I was 17, this white girl that was interested in me, she told me that white people don't eat sweet potato pie. And I thought she was trying to say some racist-ass shit, and I was pissed. Come to find out, she was telling the fucking truth. I didn't know that shit. I swear to God, I was like, what you trying to say? What do you mean only black people eat sweet potato pie? I didn't know that. You know, it's fucking pie. You know what I'm saying? I white people like good tasting sweet, but they don't eat that. Now, I'm like, where did we learn to cook it if we didn't have to make it for them? You gotta listen.
We saved the good shit. We saved the real good shit for when we got done cooking with them and we had to go cook for our real family. We saved the real good shit for, I'm tired of eating that shit that we cooked from white folks. Let's spice this shit up.
All I know is if I was 17, I've been pro-black since I was a baby, but I didn't know that shit. I'm thinking that, you know, it's just a common type of food that I was used to, so I'm thinking I wouldn't have thought they ate chitlins or no shit like that, but they do. Like, let me get this straight. Y'all eat chitlins, but y'all don't eat sweet potato pie? That don't make
sense. I think they just got turned out on chitlins first. So they wouldn't eat that part of the cow. They wouldn't eat that part of the cow when we was.
but then, you know,
they were throwing them away.
It comes full circle about this inequality thing. We are not equal. We don't all know the same shit. We're not all taught the same shit, and we're not all going to end up in the same place. Even if we start off somewhere around the same place, that's not where all of us are going to end up. They're going to be educational, cultural, parental, and social and political things, influences that are going to influence where we go and how we feel about whatever station that we're in. But listen, I want to thank y'all for calling in. I really enjoyed this show tonight. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to it and participating in it as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. So we got to get on up out of here. We're going to do these birthday shout outs and then we gotta go bye-bye. But yeah, I appreciate y'all mucho.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
Sorry for calling in late.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's all good.
Oh, I said sorry for calling in late.
Y'all, man.
You too.
All right. Peace. That was more than wonderful. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious October 20th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Odell Miller. Happy birthday to you, turning 37, oh, is that 37 or 56? 57 years old today. And David Pastor Wilson, he's a funny dude, turning 68 years old today. And Ashana Driscoll, happy birthday to you. And Gigi Phoenix, happy birthday to you. And Nora Easy, happy birthday to you. And Kevin Gant, turning 65 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Deborah Scott, turning 48 years old today. And Ricky Ridley Cato, happy birthday to you. And Marie, turn at 43. And Erica Booth, happy birthday to you. And Celeste Stanford, go get a Celeste Stanford, happy birthday to you. And Abdul Salim, turning 65 years old today. And last but not least, Sinistry Vickers, happy birthday to you, Miss Vickers. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday and is glorious. Glorious. October 20th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out. Rock on it, do the damn, rock out. Rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, equality and fairness, which one will you go to? I think you should concentrate on fairness, because I can show you where that can actually happen. But all that equality things, I don't know if y'all snapping when you really think that is going to go down. Equality is probably something that's hard to be found, but keep on moving, don't stop like the hands of time. Party people, you got to live your lives. All right, y'all. So, listen, I want to thank y'all for coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all back to life. So what, y'all? Yes, y'all. And you don't stop. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and we all good, man. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to share the show. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Daily Go Get a Mism Show, y'all. It's been a pleasure. Yeah. So we're going to take y'all out of here with this. We're going to do it like that. Yes, y'all. All right, so my Instagram is FoxClamberJammer. Thanks for coming on. Get you up out of there. So my YouTubers, you know just how we do this. Thanks for coming on. I'm going to get you from you. I'm moving. And so out. Y'all know what I'm talking about.